You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde. I'm here with Erica Barnett of Publicola. And Erica, where are we?
We're sitting in the lobby of City Hall.
And what is about to happen here? There's a bunch of chairs. They've got names on them.
The inauguration of council member Shama Sawant and Mayor Ed Murray, who have both been sworn in and are going to be inaugurated shortly.
What are you expecting?
I think it's going to be an absolute mob. And sitting here, just looking at how small this room is, I cannot imagine the overflow crowd that's going to appear. It's going to be tons and tons of people. I think 600 people have already RSVP'd for this event, and the overflow crowd is going to be crazy.
Why is there so much interest? What sort of press are you expecting?
Well, what I've heard so far is that everyone from, you know, the regular local media, such as yourself and myself, to the New York Times, to Al Jazeera, to CNN, to the Times of India, are expected to show up for the inauguration of the first, at least in many, many decades, official socialist city council member in the United States, Shama Sawant.
Poor Ed Murray, first gay mayor of Seattle. They're here to see Shama Sawant.
I know. He's being overshadowed a little bit. I think that they will be here for him as well. And it is definitely a groundbreaking event to have the first gay mayor of Seattle. But I believe that most of the press is definitely turning out for Shama. And I will also say that obviously the main issue with particularly with Shama Sawant and as well with Ed Murray is the $15 an hour minimum wage. She has been an advocate and I believe got elected based on that issue. And Murray has last week issued an executive order directing the city to raise the minimum wage for city employees to $15 an hour as quickly as possible.
That sounds like a kind of a symbolic act in a lot of ways, unless you're a city worker, in which case it's not so symbolic. How many people are affected? What's it going to cost?
It's 660 workers, so it's not entirely symbolic. It's actually a pretty big deal for those workers. You know, you have workers at the city who are making $9 an hour, $10 an hour, and so it is certainly more than symbolic for them. But I also think that as a symbolic action, it paves the way for future action on the minimum wage for the city as a whole, which Ed Murray has also committed to raising.
How does this executive order by Ed Murray on $15 an hour minimum wage compare with our last administration and Mayor Mike McGinn?
Mayor Mike McGinn's first executive order was to freeze salaries of all city employees and to say that he wanted to fire 200 people who were classified as strategic advisors, who he said were political appointees of his predecessor, Greg Nickels. So it was kind of a way of coming in and both acknowledging the fact that we were in the middle of a Great Recession, but also really angering, I think, a lot of city employees right off the bat a few days after he took office. So it's big contrast with Ed Murray's $15 an hour minimum wage for city workers.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde. We're talking to Erica Barnett here down at City Hall, where Ed Murray and Shama Sawant are being inaugurated at what time?
3:30.
Out the window, Erica. I'm looking out the window right now, and we can see the viaduct. And beneath that viaduct somewhere is a drill, and the drill is stuck. What's the latest with Bertha?
On Friday, the Washington State Department of Transportation announced that they have found at least one obstruction that's holding Bertha up, and that is an 8-inch diameter metal pipe that is about, or originally was about 115 feet long, that was left from a previous drilling expedition from 2002. And they don't know exactly what the condition of this piece of pipe is. It could be wrapped around the cutting heads of Bertha. It could just be obstructing it. But in any case, Bertha can't get through steel. It can only get through rock.
And the big concern here at the city, of course, is cost overruns and whether or not the city's going to be on the hook for these things. How worried are people?
I think people are very worried, and I think rightly so. When I asked on Friday about whether there was concern about cost overruns, you know, the engineers have really not wanted to talk about this very much. And what they said was, well, it's just too soon to say, but they're starting to sort of sound a little more as if this might be a real concern for them. The state has said very clearly that they're only going to pay for $2.8 billion of the project. If we go into cost overruns, as Mike McGinn, of course, pointed out many times during his administration, the question is, who is going to be on the hook after that $2.8 billion is up?
That's Erica C. Barnett, news editor for Publicola. She spoke with our colleague David Hyde at Seattle City Hall. A record crowd is expected in that same location today at 3:30 when Mayor Ed Murray and City Council member Kshama Sawant will be sworn into office. From KUOW with Ross Reynolds, it's The Record.